I'd like to take you with me on a short journey. I kept hearing yesterday the sword of the Spirit. And it must have came, I can't tell you how many times, the sword of the Spirit. So I knew it was in Hebrews 4. I hadn't taught on that subject for a long time. So I want you to come to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And we're going to attempt to understand self-defense. There are many times that we get oppressed or pressured, and we don't comprehend what God is up to or what He's trying to do with us or in us. And we kind of fall apart because the emotions take over. How many have a small problem with emotions periodically? Thank you. Now, it's part of your soul. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says you're made up of three parts. And I sound like a broken record when I repeat this, but I pray that you will have it in your heart that you're made up of three parts. Spirit, soul, and body. And your soul is also made up of three parts. Mind, will, and emotions. Your mind is part of your soul makeup, part of the natural man. Your soul is most of the time in the control room. And your soul can speak. It has a mind of its own. It has an attitude. So be careful. Sometimes you may perceive that you're hearing God and your soul will really catch you. And the enemy will use the emotions to try to push you. And you know something? All of us can make a mistake, including me, and I've made them. I can tell you that I didn't like learning about it, and so, you know, it's not comfortable to learn that you've made a mistake. And so you can ask God to keep you from making mistakes and to give you confirming words and confirming heart to obey the Lord. Amen? Okay. So, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and I'm using the Amplified for, he really pressed that it needed to be the amplification today on this particular verse. The rest I will give you out of the NIV. The Word of God, the Word that God speaks is alive, full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, which is the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow, that is the deepest part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of your heart. Now, that's an awful lot to chew on. I believe, however, that in my understanding of how God worked with me over the years, was that many, many times I came to a conclusion that God was saying something and I was still in a percentage of confirming my own thoughts, my own well-being, my own future. And I kept crying out to God, Lord, have mercy. I kept crying out to God, if I'm making a mistake, help me. Because, you know, if the if is there, there's a doubt. How many know doubts can really plague you? Okay. Doubts, I call those, are seeds of fear. And when there is fear in you, it brings what? You can tell me what fear will bring. Huh? Fear will bring what? Torment. Struggles. What else? Destruction. What else? Huh? Deception. Okay. So whenever there's trepidation, you may not have an emotion of fear, because fear is not an emotion. Fear will attack your emotions. It'll do a job on you, and you'll wonder if you're sane. But it's procedural. It takes time to develop your confidence in God's ability to heal you, to transform you, and to heal and transform others in your life. So when I say to you, release yourself back to the Lord, you know, it's not because I'm anti whatever you've chosen. It's my job to make you flexible, teachable, and searching for the heart of the Lord. And when you're searching for the heart of the Lord, He's got an opportunity to change you and to change those around you for His own purpose to be done. Many of you are in very similar circumstances. There's a quality about this house of prayer that I've noticed is quite prevalent. Brokenness. How many come from a broken background? If you come from a broken background, lift your hand up. Lift it way up high. Thank you. So brokenness is a part of you because it was God's plan to reconstruct. That brokenness was intended of God not to be a part of your life forever, but to be changed. And in order to change it, you're going to have to use the word of the Lord, which is sharper than a two-edged sword, separating your thought patterns, your emotional patterns, and to transform you from what you were to what He needs you to be. I can remember crying out to the Lord, saying, okay, God, I hear what you're telling me, but I don't know how to walk in it. Do you ever have that space? Don't know how to walk in it. He had me on a holding pattern where I just couldn't hold anymore. How many have ever been on a holding pattern? Lord, what are you doing? It's like an airplane that can't land. And it's going around and it's wasting its gas or fuel. And you're going around and around and the same circle over and over. And you can see the landing strip, but no one is telling you you can land yet. Can anybody relate? So if you're not allowed to land, what's happening? It's because God is saying, I'm not finished yet. The sword of my spirit is going to do something at the proper moment. If you should land on that landing strip with another airplane, you'd crash. Not a good idea. Would you like to see yourself go up in smoke? No. Do you comprehend that when God is saying, I want you to go around for a while, it's because there's a reason for that going around, because you're going to learn something about you that you may not like. And it's usually based in emotions. When I say usually, it's not 100% of the time, but most of the time for me, it was based in emotions. And I had an emotional impact. And I had made an inner vow that I would never, etc., etc. You can fill in the blanks. I would never. Well, obviously, guess what? Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So whatever your mouth has spoken into existence, you are now bound by it. And you cannot grow or grow into the wisdom of God and into the places of God until that is submitted to the Lord. And resubmission is part of our life with Him. Resubmission. Meaning, humbling myself, saying, okay, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this, but please, don't let up on me. Now, the NIV for the same verse, okay, says, Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of my heart. So, how can it be used? There's a multiplicity of ways that you can use it. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, some of you might be remembering that you put on the armor of God. And you did that in prayer. And I remember for a season, God had me doing that every day, putting on my armor. Part of that armor is a sword. Ephesians 6:17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So the word of God are his promises to you to deliver you from where you've been so that you can land on the right place at the right time for the right purpose. Not your purpose, his purpose. Romans 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. So the believer, the praiser, comes in first. That's what a Jew is. He comes first. And the Gentile is the one that doesn't know about God, might not have understood God. You say, well, I was brought up in a religious background. Praise God, that's a pretty good Jew. You laugh. Well, yeah. You knew about him, but did you have a personal relationship with the Messiah? No. Okay. Let's go one more step. Ezekiel 37, verse 7. Ezekiel is given a commission and a sword by the Lord. And this is what he says. So I prophesy as I was commanded. I prophesy as I was commanded. When's the last time you prophesied over yourself as you were commanded? If you've done it, put your hand up. Come on, way up. Don't be afraid. Come on, way up. Wave it around. Okay, thank you. Some of you need to learn that you can prophesy over your own soul, meaning your future. Mind, will, and emotions. You can prophesy under the wrong anointing. You can prophesy under the right anointing. It's up to the Word of God. Because one will divide you from the will of the flesh, and the other will divide you from the will of the Spirit. Scary. Scary. Here he says, I am not... Excuse me. I was the wrong space. I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Wow. You mean prophecy can put me back together? Yes. Prophecy can change my future? Yes. Prophecy I have seen with my own eyes. When a girl came to the Lord, and she came from a tremendous broken background, and a prophet of the Lord came to the church, did not know a thing about this woman, and he began to prophesy of her greatness before God and her greatness in the throne room and her abilities in the throne room already. And she had only been saved for a few months. And all the women who knew her background said, oh, that can't be a prophet of God. Because they were looking at her past, because she had told about her past. And her past was a woman of the streets. And her background was not that holy. But you know what? Rahab had a background. And she became acceptable to the background and the heritage of our Savior. You see, it doesn't matter where you came from. It's where you're going. that matters. It's what the prophetic word will do inside of you. If you look at your past as an example of your future, you're in trouble. You're in trouble because you're going by your natural reasoning. And your natural reasoning is dangerous. But the Word of God can turn it around. So, when's the last time you prophesied how holy you are? Oh. How many have ever prophesied, I am holy before God and before man? Put your hand up. Thank you. Some of you have had the courage to speak it out. When you speak it out, what happens? There's a shattering that goes on the inside, and the inside says, you're nuts. I'm not SS Pat. But I can tell the enemy, he's the one that's got the problem. Because you see, I know that the power of the spoken word inside of your heart about your future, being holy, being acceptable to the Most High, is awesome indeed, and it will shatter some of the old stuff that you've lived under. And some of it needs to go. And the only way you're going to do it is through the word of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says, because the people have spoken these words, I will make my word in your mouth a fire, and these people, the wood it consumes. Close your eyes. Repeat after me. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people, the wood it consumes. Lord Jesus, the words out of my mouth to those who have injured me, damaged me, broken me, rejected me, betrayed me. Today, I prophesy they will no longer accomplish their purpose. Because God has given me the word of life. And I speak today that I am holy before God. That I am precious in His sight. And I will complete my journey. Because I am holy unto Him. Sanctified by the blood. Purified by the blood. Therefore loved of my Father. I'm not a factory reject. Now I needed to hear amen.
Amen.
All right. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Did you know that the word was a hammer? It's about time that the word coming out of your mouth starts smashing some dead stones. You say, who are stones? People. Hardened hearts. I harden my heart because after all, I'm so sick of getting wounded, I am never letting them into my heart again. And nobody's going to get close to me because I'm sick and tired of being wounded. Burp. Did you ever wolf like that before? It is a dog barking. And it's not God in you. It is. All those inner vows that you make harden your heart and God cannot penetrate. Because you've bound yourself and you've made yourself separate. And you did it because of pain. Now, I know if I ask you if you have pain in your hearts, that every one of you know how to lift up your hand. So I'm not asking you to do that today. But I'm asking you to close your eyes. I want you to put your right hand over your heart and say, Lord Jesus, you know how to melt a broken heart. You know how to heal a broken heart. And you know how to use a hammer to break a hardened heart. I'm asking you for your word. If I have hardened my heart to anyone, even my own future, I'm asking you for the grace, for that hammer of your word to shatter me to pieces, so that I can become a useful vessel on your perfect plan for me and for the healing of my emotions. Because you're the healer. You're the savior of my soul. I sing the song, you're the savior of my soul. That's my mind, my will, and my emotions. You're the savior of my soul, my Jesus. My Jesus, you're the savior of my soul. You're the savior of my soul. Do you understand that your soul is not your spirit? He saved your spirit when you accepted him as Lord. And now he's in the process of saving your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, so that you can be that which you've been called to be and serve in the body of Christ, not by what you think you can do. Because you know what? There's a day coming when he's going to say, I will not let you use the talents you've got. I will not let you use the talents you've got, because you're going to get all the glory because you did it yourself. I'm not going to let you use those natural talents. I'm going to develop you under the anointing of my spirit. And I will use you for my own purpose. Because my purpose is higher than your will. And higher than your purpose. You say, how can this be? Because you're a spirit being. Living in an earth suit. And yes, you've got a soul which is messed up. Sorry. It's messed up by the world. It's messed up by your own words coming out of your own heart, out of your own brokenness. And it's time that it gets changed. It's time that you start prophesying what the Word of God says about you and your future. Not your attitude. Not your emotional high. Because it only lasts for a little while. You are in love with the one that says, I'm the Prince of Peace. You're in love with the one that says, I'm the bridegroom. And you're going to learn to submit as a bride. Because that's the way it works in the heavens. And in this should be the way it works in the earth. You say, this word's going to hurt me, Lord. No, I believe this word is going to shake you. It's going to shake that which is shakeable. And that which is solid in you, that is of him, will not move or budge one iota. That which is pure of him will be kept in line with his perfect plan. But that which is not of him will be shaken. You say, oh, I don't know if I can handle being shaken. Are you sick of going around? Are you sick and tired of riding the plane? Can't land on that strip? If you're tired enough, you're going to say, God, have your way. And you won't be upset when he says, hey, it's time. You won't be upset because you have his grace. My sister shared earlier that this morning she had the gift of peace, which was not her peace. Okay? And she knew. She knew that she knew that she knew where she needed to be. And she and I spoke this week. Because she was kind of under some pressure. And I had a press to give her a buzz. And she says, oh, you called just in time. Did you ever get a call just in time? So she got a call from me just in time. Only because God had already knocked on my heart. And when that call came, she said, well, this is this and this and this. And I said, oh, okay, just rest, rest. Because God will make everything clear. And of course, that sounds like such a pat answer. But it was the truth. He did make it clear. And he cleared it up for today, because today is the day of salvation. Amen? Amen. Today is the day of deliverance. Yes. So what is this sword of the Spirit? What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to tie you and me on the cross with him. And to let yourself die to what you think is right. And let him perform the miracles for what he believes is right for you. That's what the sword of the Spirit is for. It's the words coming out of your mouth and the words coming out of your heart to transform you from what you were to what he needs you to be. His love for you is so far greater than your own plan for yourself. Father, I believe that for those who would be ready to commit again the act of submission, that I will anoint these with oil that has been declared the oil of Ketubah, which is covenant. And so as soon as you know that you're ready to receive it, I want you to come up. As soon as you know, come up.